meeting to order for government hawk, September 7th, the time is 12:41. Next item on the agenda is roll call.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Congressman Norris? Congressman Supernov?
Here.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congressman Walker?
Here.
Congresswoman Bethlehem?
Present. Next item on our agenda is prayer. Congresswoman Whitehorn, will you say a prayer for us?
Father God, we just thank you for this day, we just praise you and bless you for being a mighty God, creator of this wonderful world that we live in. We just thank you for all the blessings and your care for us and your creation. We just thank you for the opportunity to be here today to consider the business of Osage Nation and Osage people. Just let us enter in and ask good questions and make good decisions. And just be with all of our Osage people here, all of our baby, bless them, help them in their times of sorrow and need. Also be with men, women, and people who are stationed all around the world and in the United States for their service and protection. And just thank you and praise you for all you sent to us in Jesus' name.
Next item on our agenda is approval of minutes. Can you take a couple of minutes to applicable?
Yes. So we had to recess for two sets of documents, that's correct?
Yes. That was an email and you had additional documents when Mr. Hamilton came to the table.
I'm going to approve the minutes as presented from August 19th.
Motion on the floor, is there a second? Motion on the floor, the second, all those in favor, signify by saying yes.
Yes.
No opposed, motion carries. Next item on our agenda is consideration of ONCA 1673, and I'm the sponsor, so I will relinquish the chair to Maria.
Thank you, Commissioner Bethlehem. Next item on the agenda is consideration of ONCA 1673, an act authorizing appropriate $250,000 to the Burial Assistance Fund in fiscal year 2017 revenue and to establish an ultimate effective date. As she just said, Congressman Bethlehem is the sponsor, and you're yours.
I am waiting on information from executive to compare numbers from last year to see what we have in the fund currently and what was spent last year. So I would like to postpone this piece of legislation until another agenda, so I have those numbers to provide you with.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Do they have any reason, do they give you any reason why they can't get it here by the time the meetings are? And this makes no sense to me.
No. And it's, I'll take the blame for it because I wasn't sure when I was going to put it on the committee. Wasn't sure where our new speaker would place this piece of legislation, and I just didn't request it until probably too late.
But don't we know that from, don't we get the financials on that? I mean,
do you have the information of what we need?
Congress, Mr. Potts.
He likes that, by the way.
I know.
Thank $450,000 was appropriated in fiscal year 16. They spent roughly $241,000 so far, which leaves about $208,000 in there for the remainder of this fiscal year. There could potentially be a balance carried over from prior fiscal years. I don't have that information right in front of me. But if I were to guess, the estimate would be right around $200,000 currently in the burial assistance fund. So the appropriation of the $250,000 this year would be about right where the appropriation was.
For next year. So we're just replacing what is already spent down, essentially.
Essentially.
I'm pretty sure that's a little less than we've spent in the past, but I suppose we, I mean, one thing about this is we don't spend all our money, we can revisit it in spring, we put more in.
Excuse me, I forgot to chair, Congressman Walker.
Mr. Potts's numbers, he did, to date, you said 241,000, that's through July.
Correct.
Correct. And it shows during the actual period, during July, there was $32,000 spent. So if that's an estimated expense per month, then that would mean that there's about $62,000 that would be spent roughly in August and September. So that would make 2016's expenses for the burial assistance to be right at $300,000. Which would leave $150,000 balance if there's no carryover from previous year.
The balance is what the balance is. I mean, it's going to include carryover.
Yeah, it should show on the balance sheet.
It's not subject to fiscal year limitation, so it's whatever is in it now is what's in it.
Mr. Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think Chad might have some documents to provide a more accurate balance as of right now, or as 8/31.
Mr. Cobber, those documents that you would share with us at the table?
Yeah, I've heard this one.
I would entertain a brief recess to go get those documents stamped in copy, or I don't know if there's any discussion.
So
Is there a conversation we want to have a previous to looking at this document? If not, let's have a recess.
Sorry.
We're in a brief recess for copies being made.
I don't know. I don't see any reason to be around.